But right now, though, it's time for us to check out what's happening in the world of advertising. Director at Cherry Flavor Media, Jonathan Cherry, joins us at this time every week. Jonathan, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Hope you had a lekker morning. This morning, we're taking a look at some of the interesting research about how South African consumers changed since the beginning of lockdown. What were some of the key findings or outcomes of that research?
Morning, Jeremy. Yeah, some interesting research from an agency called Have You Heard. They specifically look at consumer trends, and the focus of this research was to see how things have changed since the beginning of lockdown in March this year. Just to kind of premise this whole thing, they just looked at the major concerns that different demographic groups in South Africa were worried about when looking at the future. And what's quite interesting is that there is no blanket concern when it comes to consumers in South Africa. What you find is that younger people in South Africa are far more concerned about the economic future of the country. They're worried about the recession that we're possibly going into. They're worried about unemployment. As opposed to people that are over the age of 50, their number one concern is corruption and crime. So it kind of makes sense, because if you're younger, you're still needing to get a job, you're still needing to attain some kind of economic prosperity, whereas if you're older, you're kind of worried about preserving whatever it is that you have. So things like corruption and crime become far more of an issue for older people. Then what was also quite interesting is that around the world, we're seeing that there's a lot of social discourse around Black Lives Matter. There's a lot of protest, demonstration, a lot of debate around racism around the world. And you would think that that would also translate into similar kind of concerns with the youth demographic in South Africa. That is not necessarily the case. The number one concern is still the economy. It's still about what the future prospects are economically and where the jobs are going to come from. And things like racism and Black Lives Matter are actually quite low down on the spectrum of concerns with younger folk in South Africa. Jeremy, the major thing that I think is really, really interesting is that 68% of the respondents from this research actually indicated that from the beginning of lockdown, they've tried to purchase groceries online. And a year ago, you would never have said that the vast majority of people would have tried that. A staggering 87% of the wealthy in South Africa have actually ordered their groceries from these apps like the Checkers 6060 app. So that's a radical shift in behavior, because before that, online retail in South Africa is less than 2% of our retail GDP. And I think that has significantly changed as a result of lockdown. I just think it's really interesting research, because it kind of shows you that behavioral change happened very, very quickly. It's something that we have been speaking about, business has been speaking about for a very long time. And I think the urgency that was created as a result of this economic lockdown has really accelerated that change, which is very interesting, I think, for business that's wanting to now invest in more of a digital strategy going into the future.
Now, when you look at the outcomes, and what is really striking for me is that, do you think South African businesses, they on point, they're on time, they have the urgency mindset in terms of pivoting to accommodate the how needs have changed and what consumers prefer, especially in the digital space? Are we there yet as a country, or are we making headway in a fast enough time?
I definitely think so. The businesses that I deal with, granted they are a little bit smaller, they're not the massive blue chip companies, but the companies that I deal with, absolutely, it's their number one priority. The digitization of their value chain is also the digitization of their route to market. So it's a key priority for them. But if you look at bigger business like the ShopRite Checkers Group, they really have done a lot of work in building things like the 6060 app. And I definitely get a sense that bigger companies in South Africa are looking at digitization as the future. Just this week, I heard that MultiChoice is now pivoting to focus their DStv offering primarily as a web service rather than this dish satellite model. Mm-hmm. And that is because consumer demand has shifted so significantly. So I think you would be delusional if you weren't looking at the digitization of your services if you're a big company in South Africa. And I don't think there's any longer an excuse to say, oh, well, there's only a certain demographic that would support that kind of access to market. I think we've got lots of evidence that it is shifting. Yep. And I think bigger companies are definitely changing to take advantage of that.
And in some instances, when we talk about different demographics, it's actually become more cost effective and a little bit cheaper as you have all this competition going on. Just as a side note, Jonathan, I see that Telkom was talking about launching an online streaming platform that is something similar to Netflix.
Yeah, and good luck to them, because I don't think it's an easy space to compete in. I think Netflix has done very well because they are able to produce their own content. So that's actually where the margin comes from. If you're just reselling other people's content, the licensing fee